Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
It was Dancing with the Stars Junior's Disney night, and did they take us on a magic carpet ride? Well, I think that they did. We had so much fun, and we can't wait to get in the conversation. Let's get it started.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I feel like I'm on a ride at Disney. It's a small world, you guys, and they did such a great job tonight. We are dressed the part, thanks to Shay. She brought all of her Mickey ears.
Because I own a lot.
What a collection. I mean, I'm impressed.
Yes.
We are so excited to get into it. What a fun, fun, cute night. Full of cuteness. They don't stop with the cuteness on this show. But first, let's do some intros, and then we'll get into overall thoughts of the show. I am T. Julie Panko. I can't wait to get the combo started. And to my left, my wonderful, amazing co-host. You guys are great. We have Angel.
Hey,
say hey.
Hey, I'm Angel Taylor.
And we have Shay here.
Hey, guys. I'm Shay Jones.
Our Disney princess on the panel. She really is. Yes. You're a Disney princess, if
I
you didn't know
Disney.
Already.
Yes.
We loved this night. Full of magic. Full of grace. These kids were just so, so cute. What were your overall thoughts, Shay? Do you want to start it off?
I would love to. Like they said, I'm very a Disney freak. I love Disney. All the ears. I have more than five. So I brought a nice collection to, like, you know, give the options. Disney gives me so much joy, and I love that the kids had so much joy in doing the acts.
Yes.
Like, Disney's about joy. It's about magic. It's about happiness. And as long as you have fun, that's what Disney is all about. So they embodied and embraced everything that makes Disney magical.
Absolutely. Angel, what'd you think?
I love the fact that they brought in the background dancers. I love the theme, the Disney theme. And I really wanted to see more, step it up a little bit in this show, but overall, it was amazing.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to remember, like, these kids are still young. They still think Disney's amazing. We still obviously think Disney's amazing, but they're, like, very much in it. Some of them are on the Disney Channel. I mean, you know, they know Disney. They live, breathe Disney. So it was really fun to see them in their element. And they're so cute. I just can't get it up. But we are going to get technical this week because we did read in the comments you guys want us to get a little technical. And, hey, I'll give it to you. We'll talk about pointed feet and stuff. So here we go. Should we just start it off? Let's just kick it off, you guys.
Right,
we are in the Disney spirit. We can't wait to get it going. First, we have Sophia Pippin and Jake. They performed a samba. Their theme was Little Mermaid. She played Ursula.
Yes, she did.
And before we saw them perform, we saw Kim Kardashian come into the rehearsal. Did we think this was a good, cool little thing for her? Good motivator? What'd you think?
I thought so because, of course, Kim was on Dancing with the Stars. And I did like the fact that she told her to open up and stop being so shy because that was the criticism she was given the most. So it was a nice little spin because I didn't realize she was her godmother.
Yeah.
That was an interesting little tidbit we didn't realize because the camera showed her on the first episode. And we were like, oh, okay, Kim's in
here.
The audience.
Uh-huh.
So now we know why.
Yeah, exactly. Shay, what'd you think of Kim K showing up?
I thought it was awesome because I think I asked you like last time, like, do we know why Kim was there?
We didn't know.
But now we found out she's her godmother. And I think the note that she did give her to be more open, like, let the shyness leave you behind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as long as you're dancing, leave it behind because you're going to shine a lot more when you leave that shyness behind.
Right, exactly. Well, I just think it was cute. I think it was very fun for Kim to come in. And I do think she started to open up this week, Sophia. I think she is very shy. Let's get into the performance. I think that she looked a bit nervous to me, just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that she was a bit stressed about the facials because she wanted to be Ursula, so she was a little bit dramatic, a little bit angry. But I think overall she had a great performance. I think she looked a little bit nervous, but I think she did a really great job. I think she should be really proud of what she did. And I think that it was a bit one tone for me. However, I think she did a really great job. I think she was very cute. What'd you guys think?
I thought she was.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Focusing because she was multitasking, she was acting, she was performing,
right?
And she just had so much going on that I saw the stress in her face a little bit. Like, even when she was trying to be mean, even that is like an uncomfortable place for someone as sweet as her,
right?
So I felt her sweetness like giving resistance to being like mean. Like, right. I wanted to see her raging and sassy, because Ursula was very sassy, and she was like very smiley too. Like, she knew she was doing evil, and that made her happy. She took pleasure in it. So I wanted to see more pleasure, like a Cruella de Vil type character come out of her.
Right. What do you think, Shay?
I totally agree. I wrote her technique was getting better and her confidence was getting better as well. Her hands weren't as clean, and I really took note in that her facials. Okay, so if you, like she said, if you're doing Ursula, Ursula's sassy. She's over dramatic in the best way. You don't, like, when Ursula's on the screen, your focus is mainly on her. Because she takes up so much of the room and of the space. So I think for her, because she is shy, it was hard for her to actually realize, oh, you don't have to exactly look as mean. You just have to take over the space and be bigger. Like, it's more seriously just about smiling and taking the pleasure in, you know, what mischief you could get
and
into.
And being evil. You know who would have been a great Ursula? Alana.
I know. You knew you were going to say that.
She would have been the sassiest
been
Ursula.
Good.
She would have been perfect for that part. She's so sassy.
I also would like to note, I think that there might have been a dropped lift in this performance. I think that he maybe dropped her too quick, or she fell. Did you guys catch that? There was something that didn't quite hit the...
There were a couple of things I noticed in the dance where the I was like, ooh.
Yeah, the dip, I think it was just supposed to be a delicate dip, and I think that it was, she kind of popped.
A little bit
just
too.
A small bit, but I think that that wasn't hit quite perfectly, that like maybe they had rehearsed. But let's get to the scores. So we have a 7 from Val, a 6 from Mandy Moore, and a 6 from Adam Rippon, giving them a 19 out of 30. I think it was accurate. What do you think?
Yeah, I believe it was accurate.
Yeah. I think it was good. I think
that
it was still a good score. I think she had a great performance. Let's move right along, shall we? We next have Mackenzie Ziegler and Sage. Their mentor is Gleb.
Well, I love Pocahontas.
Okay, let's get into the details. So they're dancing contemporary, and they their theme was Pocahontas. They did Colors of the Wind. What'd you think?
I absolutely loved it, because I think Pocahontas is one of the least recognizable Disney princesses amongst the princesses, like...
She's old school.
She's old school, but she's classic. And I don't want people to forget how passionate she was and how beautiful her spirit is.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day.
This was my absolute favorite dance, period.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It pulled me all the way apart. I got emotional.
Wow.
it was uplifting. It was supposed to be uplifting and very enduring, but I felt her movements so much that it kind of sent pulses through me as I was watching it. Just the fluidity and the lightness of it. It definitely did a number on me. I was very impressed.
It did. You know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to be Simon for 5 seconds. I'm sorry, you guys. I know it's Disney episode. Someone's got to be negative for 4 seconds.
All right, fine.
Okay, you know what? I love her. I love this dance. Because I know her from Dance Moms, I wanted a little bit more from her. I wanted maybe a turn, even if it was coupe, maybe a little. I know she's more focused on singing and entertaining in that way now, but I know she is trained. So, being the dancer on the show, I would have liked to see just a little bit more. She gave me a little, but I wanted a little bit more. I wanted a little bit, maybe a leap, maybe a turn, maybe, because it's contemporary. You can pretty much do whatever you want here.
Which is the best part about contemporary.
Right. But it just seemed a little, it could have been just a bit more challenging, but that's it. Otherwise, it was executed well.
We had to pull Gleb to the side and talk to him about that, because he's
Gleb.
A choreographer.
I know.
Mackenzie executed perfectly what she was given. She exceeded expectations. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Gleb, I mean, you can talk to him about those
things. Right, I mean, Gleb, come on, step it up. I mean, she's capable of so much.
She's so capable.
You know?
For me, the simplicity, not also just in the moves, but because of what Pocahontas stands for and what Color of the Wind stand for, the fact that she did the dance, because what people don't understand about contemporary is, at least for me, this is what I like about contemporary. Like, even if there was no music playing, I could still feel that dance.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, no music, if I don't care that music has been played, and I'm still touched by what you did an amazing job of a contemporary dance.
And that was Mandy Moore's comment. So, yeah, you're right. Okay, you guys, should we do the scores? The judges were very impressed. We had Val giving a 9. We had Mandy Moore with a 9 and a 9 from Adam Rippon, giving them a 27 out of 30, which was pretty
well
impressive.
Well deserved.
And you get a golf clap in the studio. It was impressive. It was impressive. I think she did a really great job. Okay, we have some important news for you guys, After Buzzers. We love you. And Angel, give us the deets.
Let me take it away. Hey, After Buzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from drama, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder for our television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help After Buzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't, because they're totally optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments so we can thank you on air. For now, thanks for being AfterBuzz TV fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Amazing. You guys really are the greatest. We love you so much. And we just want to let you know we love engaging with you guys. We love talking to you guys. You guys are what drive the conversation. So without you, I don't know where we'd be, you know?
We wouldn't be here.
Where would we be?
We wouldn't be here.
I think this is an appropriate time to do a quick fan shout out. You guys are just really our friends. In the live chat, I would like to shout out, we got Jasmine in here. We got Nella, Jay. Hey, girl. We have, who else do we have?
Gorgeous Godzilla. I love
it. Godzilla, love it. Who else is in here? We've got a few people, and we just appreciate you guys joining, whether it's now or whether it's later in the comment section. We love talking to you guys, so thebomb.com. Just wanted to let you know, okay? Should we move on, ladies?
Yes.
Should we keep it going on Disney night? Okay, we've got next Ariana Greenblatt and Artion. Their mentor is, of course, Brandon, who has so much fun with them. They were performing a samba. It was Lilo and Stitch themed. I think it was just so cute. Okay, what do you guys think? You guys started off. Shay, what'd you think?
Okay, first of all, can we talk about her belly rolls hit mitt? Yeah, she was getting it. Oh, okay, can we? First of all, Lilo Stitch is the best movie ever, Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride. When you hear it, you have to just like move with it because it makes you so happy.
So cute.
Oh my gosh. And she's like, yes. I'm like, you can see her stomach and she was just like,
those hips were incredible.
They were moving and I'm like, them hips do not lie. Congratulations.
Yeah. That was nice.
She was able to keep up with Artion and that was impressive because you know that boy has some movements in those hips. He has all of the assets that can just boom, boom, boom.
That love.
He's hitting and holding.
So cute. That little booty pop when they had the booty pop to the camera.
I feel like that's in every dance they do.
Laughing out loud because it's just so cute. And
she's such a twerker.
She is. She's like, I can't twerk on TV, but I can do a little miniature version and get by.
They put a little twerk in there, I think, this week. Mm-hmm. It was so cute. I think that it was just choreographed really well, I think, by Brandon. And the pole was used very well. The only thing
Did you like the pole?
I loved the pole.
I thought they held it too long. I wanted just a taste of the pole. They finished it out with the pole. I was like, please put the pole down and get back to dancing.
I loved the pole.
That was supposed to be like a feature, right?
Yeah. The only critique I had, very small, was I think she needs to work on arm extension. Just a hair. Just a hair going all the way through. That's it. That's my only thing. But other than that, I think it was a really great performance. And I think the judges agreed.
Yeah.
Should we break down the scores? So we have a 9 from Val, an 8 from Mandy, and an 8 from Adam Rippon, giving them a 25 out of 30.
Personally, I feel like that deserved all 9s. They used that pole to their advantage, and it didn't just sit there. Actually, that's what I liked about it. The pole wasn't just
A prop. Yeah.
And it was something they used, and, like, even though they used it, they were still dancing around it, and that was awesome. Like, they kept the dance going.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I did think that that was, I thought that their score should have been a little bit higher.
Thank you.
I think. That's awesome.
Just a little bit. Yeah, okay, great. We're moving right along, you guys. It's happening. We've got Mandla Morris and Brighton. We're dancing a jazz performance. Their theme was Coco. They're Team Cheryl. I think that this was very cute, very well done. He was a really strong bass and partner. He used his plié this week, which was great. Val was underwhelmed. I thought it was great. What did you guys think?
Okay, so they were doing a jazz. So part of me felt like it was more of a flamenco dance. Okay. So for me, it was trying to get my brain to understand, oh, we're in a jazz dance, but it's more flamenco. And obviously, because it's Coco, I totally understand the choice of why.
Right.
But still, I kept seeing flamenco more than jazz. And that was just me.
I think that's true. I do think that. But I think that it was probably hard to choreograph anything to Coco without making it a little bit of flamenco flair. Right?
True story.
True.
What did you think?
I thought Cheryl's choreography in the last two shows were a lot better than this one. Okay. I really enjoy watching Mandla. His personality totally comes out while he's dancing. And he has strong arms. I like his how he squares off. That's and it's very, like, so, like, professional already. So, mm-hmm. So I was like, go, boy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the choreography didn't hit home the way it did on the last two shows.
Right. Yeah, I think it was good. I think it was good.
It was good.
The judges agreed. They scored him. Val gave a 7. Mandy Moore a 7. And a 7 from Adam Rippon, giving them a 21 out of 30. So I think this was accurate. Do you think it was accurate?
Yeah. Yes. 7. Yeah. 7's accurate.
I think it was accurate. Okay, now it's time for a quick iTunes plug. Then we're done plugging, you guys, okay? Just bear with us.
Hey, guys, just in case you didn't know, and for those who are listening to us on iTunes right now, we are also on iTunes. Just find Dance with the Stars Junior's After Show, and you'll find us there. Review. We love reviews. We love knowing what you guys think of what we're saying.
Uh-huh. Only and if it's good, though.
We'll take it, you know.
We'll take it. The haters, too. We can take
it. We appreciate it.
I can't.
That's how we become better at what we're doing. So, yeah, give us 5 stars. And mm-hmm. if you leave a review, we'll shout you out on the air.
Yeah, you're really great. We just keep wanting to say that, you know. Okay, we're moving along, you guys. It's happening. Miles Brown and Riley performed an adorable routine choreographed by Lindsay Arnold.
Calm down, child.
Your hands are cold.
In Charleston. And for me, it was my favorite dance of the night. Mm. The Charleston was amazingly done. I think that the work with the scarf was incredible. This is the best I've seen him dance.
Okay.
It was great energy. And it was good for him because he's such a great little actor, obviously. It just felt like a Broadway performance. It was so professional. Mm. What did you guys think? Shay, what'd you think?
I love Aladdin. It was my favorite game on Nintendo 64. Seriously, it was like
random.
Yeah, because that's the only game I actually wanted to play on my Nintendo 64 because I love Disney. But I feel like they said he is a leader and he's really showing that he does have leadership skills and being a leading man when it comes to dancing.
Right.
Mm. And that was amazing. He did a perfect Charleston. The kicks were amazing.
Uh-huh.
Like, the hands were there, the kicks were there. I was so happy.
The boy got hops, don't he?
He got, like, seriously, like, when you're doing the Charleston, it is about energy. It is about just, like, living in that moment because during that time period when the Charleston first came out, all you had was this one moment of just showing the world how happy you were to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
So I salute you, Miles Brown and Riley, because you guys killed it.
Oh, she got deep.
Angel, what'd you think?
I really enjoyed watching this. It was like a Broadway, very much so. I really think he steps it up higher and higher every show. I just cannot wait until he's in the top 3 because I know he's getting it. So I'm just excited about what's coming in the future for him.
He is just the cutest. And he works really hard, too. So it's like, yeah.
He's a great storyteller. I mean, you can tell by how he executed that performance. He's a great storyteller.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite dances this season, hands down. So for this, we got a 9 from Val, a 9 from Mandy Moore, and a 9 from Adam Rippon, giving them a 27 out of 30. Great score. What do you think? Right? Were they on the money?
Yeah, they were on the money.
They were on the money.
Amazing. That's what we like to see.
If they were giving out 10s in the 3rd episode, I think they would have got a 10. But
I think,
you know,
so too. I was
they
surprised.
Have to, like, you know.
They have to, like, bump that up. Okay. Yeah. Next, you guys, we have one of my favorites. not everybody else's favorites, which is weird to me. But we've got Honey Boo Boo Child, Alana Thompson, and Tristan dancing, of course, the foxtrot to Beauty and the Beast. Artem was their mentor. I'm just going to say, I think this was her best performance yet. I think she's really great at facials, really great natural performer.
Oh,
and
always.
Also, I was so impressed by her head. Her head tilts were very well executed, and her holds were good. I was really impressed by her. I know some people can't get on board this Honey Boo Boo train that I love to be the conductor of.
You are the conductor.
Thank you.
By okay. yourself. It's a long train.
Haters. No, but I think it was really great. What did you guys think?
You can go.
I think this was one of her best performances. She's gorgeous. She's drop dead gorgeous. She's beautiful. She was very poised, elegant, graceful. She nailed that. I think they just keep holding back. You know, with her, they don't want to give her too complex of combinations. They don't want to take her to the next level. I'm just so ready for it. I'm just like, let her dance like everyone else.
That is true.
Stop playing it safe.
It was
playing
a bit simple.
Is boring.
Yeah, it was a bit simple.
It was boring.
But she executed it. Shay, what'd you think?
Okay. So, she started off the dance great. Like, her hands are very elegant, and I really like that.
Okay.
However, she lost her footwork and her timing.
Okay.
And that, and she, like, was trying to catch up, and you saw her trying to catch up. And she did, and it was beautiful. You cannot say when you look at a Honey Boo Boo that she does not have that confidence. She does not have the facials, because she does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you said, I want her to get more complicated, because give her something more to aspire to, and let her pass and fail from that. Just don't give her too simple stuff, and just so she can be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, sense. I don't know. She executes it, so it's like, can you hate her for it? And it's also not her decision.
It's not her decision.
We're not saying it is her decision, and I'm not hating. I'm just saying I want more, because I feel like the only way she is going to get better and she's going to improve as a dancer is if you just give her harder stuff, and if she's going to pass and fail, it has to be on her own merit.
But she's been getting better. I'll fight you tooth and nail on this one, okay?
She can do better.
Like, it's not about getting better, it's about doing better. Like, she, okay, we've seen her turn. We've seen her, you know.
Shake.
It's just
stretch.
The same song and dance to me.
Tristan does most of the work.
Interesting. Okay, all right. Okay, fair. Fair observations, ladies.
Okay,
so Val, it gave her a 7. We have a 7 from Mandy Moore and a 7 from Adam Rippon, giving her a 21 out of 30. Do you think it was deserved, ladies?
They were being very nice.
They were being nice.
That was very sweet.
Okay, look at you guys. That was a nice comment as well.
That was sweet.
For you, even. That was nice. No, but I'm saying it was nice of you to say it like that, you know? Yeah, just everybody's just being nice with Honey Boo Boo. I love her. Okay, we're moving right along, you guys. We next have Sky Brown and JT. Of course, mentored by Alan, they performed a contemporary piece themed Moana. My favorite thing about this whole performance was that there was some tumbling in here. Great tumbling. Great lift at the end. Are you kidding?
Yes.
That photo's going around Twitter like wildfire. It's the cutest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Her feet could be pointed, but that was the only thing you can really falter on. Everything else was executed well. What did you think, Anjel?
I really enjoyed this. I like how her face also tells a story.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the only one that's really bringing the flips. And I really enjoy that she's multifaceted and she looks like the character. So that was so appropriate. I love those two.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing.
Very cute. Shay, what'd you think?
I am obsessed with her. I think she's beautiful. And I'm, like you said, I love that she does the flips in Moana. Is about being brave and like going farther than you ever thought you could. And she, as a pro skateboarder in one male dominated profession, she's proving them all wrong.
Yes.
And I loved her little speech. And then she was like, no matter who you are as a girl, if you want to do something and you have the passion for it, just do it. And I'm like, that was the MVP of the night. Like,
let's so
do
cute.
That. And I love Moana. I love, you know, that first look. And she was, like, looking out into the horizon. It was so soft and beautiful.
She could be an inspirational speaker.
She is an inspiration just being herself. Her smile is precious.
Mm-hmm.
And I am looking forward to what they can do and how much far they can really go, like, in the competition.
Right. I think that she is just a powerhouse. And she's strong. So I think that this was a really good performance for her because the theme of Moana is kind of, you know, tough girl. So I think it was really, really cute.
Yeah, that Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. Oh, my. That left it.
I said, come on, baby.
Come on, Lobobo. Okay. From the judges, we had from Val an 8, from Mandy Moore an 8, and an 8 from Adam Rippon, giving them a 24 out of 30. Well deserved. What do you think? Yes,
they
or
were
no?
being
yes.
stingy with the nines on that one,
right?
I think bit, yeah.
they should have snuck one 9 in there. I thought they were just being. I don't know.
I know. I didn't quite understand
that.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few actually. The next few I thought deserved higher scores too. But okay, let's get into it. We next have Jason Maybaum and Eliana. They're performing a foxtrot-themed Toy Story. Of course, their mentor is Emma Slater. And this was very adorable. What a cute little Toy Story performance. I think that he had really good footwork. It mm-hmm. was also kind of a simple routine, but I think executed well. We have to remember he's the youngest one. Or no, that's Akash. No.
Yeah.
That's Akash. Well, he's young, too. They're all young. But yeah. I think that it was simple, but executed well. And they've got... I think that they've got a cute little fun little energy. I think that it was a good performance. What'd you think, Shay?
I liked that he had great hands, great technique, and I, like most of us, Toy Story is the movie you watch no matter what. If you're feeling down, you watch Toy Story because it just makes you feel better. And we all probably had a Woody or a Jesse doll. Buzz Lightyear, if you're feeling fun.
Buzz Lightyear was a little negative for me. I don't know. I wouldn't watch that if I wanted to feel better. But go ahead.
I like the moral messages that Toy Story stands for. That's why I say I would watch it.
Uh-huh.
And You Got a Friend in Me is the most iconic song. And it lets you know, like, no matter how old you get, even the things you have to leave behind, you'll always have a friend in those past memories.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Love it.
That is a very beautiful message.
Mm-hmm. I love it. What do you think, Anjel?
It was delightful to watch. I like their playful energy. However, I did think it was a little underwhelming. I'm going to steal Val's word and say it was underwhelming.
Okay. Interesting.
Simple,
yeah.
As you said.
It
just wasn't
more.
Doing it for me because I saw him, like, the first episode come out blazing. So
right.
I expected more.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. Okay, so from Val, he received an 8, from Mandy Moore, a 7, and a 7 from Adam Rippon, giving them a, what is that? I didn't write it down.
Oh, 22 out of
30. 22 out of 30. Who knows how to do math? Not me.
Not on the spot.
Not on that spot. Okay, I think that was respectable. The next one, I think we should have seen higher scores. So, next performance and final performance of the night was the Cutie Patootie Spelling Bee champion Akash and Camry. They were Hercules theme with Whitney as their mentor. They were dancing the jive. I think that the montage before the performance was absolutely hilarious. I was laughing out loud of him working and working out and jumping the stairs. I think that, the performance overall was great. And I think he had such fun energy. He's got really great natural facials, which isn't easy, you know, to put on facials like that.
Not for a spelling bee champion.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And he, that little abs costume moment I had me laughing on the ground.
I had to like look at the screen like, is that what I think it is?
Very, very funny. I think the kicks were adorable. I think that they were the judges were kind of giggling about how cute the kicks were, maybe just funny looking. But I think that it was really well done, and they have such great energy. Camry has really, really high energy, so I think sometimes it's hard for Akash to match it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that he keeps up pretty well. And it was great choreography from Whitney. And I just love the dumbbell. I think it was a really cute theme. Yeah. What'd you guys think, Anjel? What'd you think?
I thought it was a great theme. I thought his technique was a little sloppy today.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a baby.
I know. But, you know he can do it. You've seen his potential. So it's like you have to continue to elevate every show. We're expecting mm-hmm. more. So it was maybe like a plateau or even down a little bit this show.
Okay. What do you think,
Shay? I love him.
I know.
He's still so delightful.
He's a cutie.
Yeah.
He's very adorable. I love Akash. I think his smile is radiant and joyful and everything in between. However, and I love Hercules, Zero to Hero is everything. I want to see more kicks for the jive, at least for me watching it. I want to see more kicks. He had great kicks, but I want to see more of them throughout the dance. And he got a little lost in the transition. Like, you could actually see him get lost within that transition. That's why I said
it was sloppy a little bit.
Like, he was trying to play catch-up with himself. Mm-hmm. It was still a great performance overall. Yeah. The entire thing was amazing with the extra Dance with the Stars Junior dancers. It was so cute. And I love the whole stairs of, like, the rolling with him on it. It was perfect. Mm-hmm. Whatever. However, the transition between forward.
Check him out.
That was everything.
Check him out. Check him out.
That was so cute.
But the transition-wise between going from jive into, like, moving to a different position, different move, was a little sloppy.
Okay, fair. Fair. Okay, so from the judges, we had a 7 from Val, a 7 from Mandy Moore, and a 7 from Adam Rippon, giving them a 21 out of 30. I think it was probably accurate. I would have given him a few more points because I just love him and for cuteness level. And I think he did great. He was still on timing, you know? That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get into the elimination.
Dum, dum, dum.
Dum, dum, dum.
Where's our music?
It was tragic. Oh, okay. My gosh. So ultimately, we had to say goodbye this week to Sophia Pippin. This was kind of a hard goodbye. She seemed very upset. I can't imagine how stressed these kids are. You know, stressful to be a kid anyways. Now you gotta go on the show and get eliminated. And, yeah. So what did you guys think? Did you guys see this coming?
I saw it coming. Yeah. We talked about eventually. It afterwards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I liked her performance, but I think she didn't get to find herself fully in this show because she wasn't given enough time. But I felt her like it was like an onion and it was peeling. So I saw like a different part of Sophia, like every show. Mm-hmm. So she was opening up, and it's really hard for someone that's quiet and shy to be expressive and big, you know, the way they want you to be, like, straight out the gate. So I guess she did a great job, but I knew it was coming.
Yeah. What do you think, Shay?
I totally agree. She's beautiful. We can't say enough how beautiful she is. However, so this competition show, and we're all in third week, and it's only going to get tougher from here on out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So unfortunately, like, she did an amazing job. She has gotten better each week.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, tonight was her.
Yeah. And I think it was cool regardless. As for all of these kids, it's cool to be on a show like this. It's cool you get to meet new friends. America kind of gets to hear your story. So I think it was a great experience. She came off like a great, sweet young girl. So I think it was probably a good overall thing for her to do. Okay, you guys, now we have our fun little special segment that Angel has prepared for us this week. We are putting a spotlight on one of the kid pro dancers, because we don't get to see their stories all the time. So this week, who do we have, Angel?
We have Tristan Iannero. Mm-hmm. Tristan is 14. His birthday is August 25th, 2004, so he's a Virgo.
Oh.
And he's a really cool hip-hop dancer. I was looking at him on YouTube. I was like, okay.
Ooh, okay. Surprising.
Yeah, so he has won 2 national titles. He won Mini Male Best Dancer in 2015, and he also won Junior Male Best Dancer in 2017.
Wow.
He learned how to dance at his mother's studio. His studio is called Art and Soul Dance Company.
Amazing.
And so that's how he got started.
So fun. This is kind of a fun segment. I really like doing this because it's interesting. He's one of the dance, you know, there's always the kids, studio kids that are dancing that their parents own, and they always end up being so dang good.
So good. And I forgot to say, this is Honey Boo Boo, Alana's partner.
Yes.
So just in case you didn't catch the name, Tristan is Alana's partner.
Yes. Good call. And I hope that maybe he's bringing her to some crumping classes.
Oh. That
I'd love to
nice.
See Honey Boo Boo crump. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I think she'd be really great and natural. Okay, so now it is time. That time of the night for predictions. Here we go. Oh.
And now, you're after
spooky.
TV.
Prediction. Okay, you guys, who do we think is going home next week? Shay? give us your thoughts and go.
Okay, so, unfortunately, Alana, Honey Boo Boo, it might be time.
Okay, fine. That's your vote.
And
That's your vote.
And only because unless she gets more harder choreography that she can improve upon, and they just keep giving her the simple things, I'm unfortunately sick of easy. I want to, like, we're getting to, like, fourth week, and the competition is only going to get
stiffer.
Harder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
Especially the freestyle weekends on the top 3 competitors. So
yeah.
Unless you give her something more to work with, just give her more. That's all. I really just want to see more from her, and I want to see her, like, prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Fine. Fine. Vote against my girl. What do you think?
I am going to... I would have said the same as her, but we'll throw someone different in the mix. We'll say Jason this time.
Okay.
That's a possibility.
You know what? I, unfortunately, was going to say maybe the same. Just because... He's such a cutie patootie, and you want to pinch his cheeks, but I don't know. Jason, I don't know if he can... The competition's getting harder.
It is.
And I think it's starting to overwhelm him. I don't know, but I kind of feel like he's at that point where he's getting a little bit stressed. He looks a little bit stressed in rehearsal. I hope that he doesn't go, but it might be him.
He's still having fun. I could still see him having fun.
Okay.
But he just doesn't seem like he could level up. Mm-hmm. And this is all about the level up. That's why we keep saying Honey Boo Boo. I know you love Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, that's right.
But you gotta level up, like Sierra said. What's wrong with leveling up?
I mean, I'm just
Dancing
saying,
with the Stars.
I believe the Honey Boo Boo.
This is not a new show in town. Like, you already know.
Will.
You gotta bring it.
Step it up. Honey Boo Boo will. That's all I'm saying.
Let's just hope the choreography steps her up.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. It's not really about them. It's about the choreography they're given.
Okay. All right. You guys are amazing. We love you as always. You're our favorite people in the world. We want to give you a quick little, what do we say? A little week. We're going to let you know where you can find us during the week, okay? If you want to hang out, you want to talk, you want to, I don't know. Find us here. You guys can find me. I'm Teague Julie Panko at Teague DP. It's TIEGEDP on, I pretty much used to use Instagram. Kind of sometimes Twitter. Okay, Angel, tell us about you.
I am at Angel Taylor _ A-N-G-E-L-E Taylor _, especially on Instagram.
Okay.
Hey guys, I'm at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram, and my name is C-H-A-E-J-O-N-E-S. Real in front.
Yeah, we just love you guys. We want to hang out all the time. That's the thing. We have FOMO. We have like separation anxiety when we don't see you guys or talk to you. So like, hit us up. Thank you guys so much. We will see you next week. You're thebomb.com. Goodbye.
Halloween episode. Yay.
Halloween. Woo.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.